If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out, what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? When we say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Matrix Success Network podcast. I'm Brian Dalmaso, and I have the absolute pleasure to have Sherry Benefield here with me. And Sherry is somebody that I came across on LinkedIn and just really, really resonated with her core purpose, what she's doing for women, some of the projects she's working on, and I think her and I share a passion for helping people. So I reached out to her, and she graciously accepted the invite. And Sherry is the creator and the host of Way Beyond Ordinary Woman podcast. She has her own podcast, and she's also the facilitator of Life Adventures and the Power of Visioneering. So again, Sherry, when I did some research on you, first of all, thanks for coming. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here and talking with you, Brian.
Awesome, awesome. And yeah, when I did some research on you, it became apparent to me that we really share a lot of the teachings and principles. Some people call it the laws of the universe, or you know, universal laws, or just kind of getting in harmony with life and the energies that make people successful and wealthy and healthy and even in relationships and stuff. So what was the motivation for you to create your podcast, Way Beyond Ordinary Women, and what's that all about?
Yeah, well, the podcast itself is relatively new. And I created it as a way to really bring together women entrepreneurs to help encourage each other, support each other. The mission behind the podcast is to educate and inspire entrepreneurs and potential entrepreneurs, women who are thinking about starting a business, and to create a network for them of role models and inspiring women that can help guide them along the way. So I've worked with women entrepreneurs and small business owners of all types for going on 3 decades, but I have this passion really for helping small businesses grow, and particularly solo entrepreneurs, because there's just it's so challenging when you're just starting out and we can't do it alone. So I wanted to be able to create that network.
Sure. No, that sounds like a really good mission. It's funny. There was a saying, a Chinese saying, it says, you have to do it by yourself, but you can't do it alone.
Right. Right. It may be all you, but behind the scenes, it takes a village to just help you keep going.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And what, you know, what age groups of women are you working with? Is there a certain niche? Or are you helping out pretty much anybody that's, you know, has a passion for entrepreneurship?
Well, I spent a long time working primarily with women in their 40s and 50s and even beyond, who were kind of turning the page in life, who had come off of a successful career. A lot of times that career kind of happened by accident. They took a job one day, it became a career, and 20 years later they looked up and said, well, this isn't really how I want to spend the next part of my life. So I do a lot of coaching with those type of women, helping them to figure out what it is they want to do. But now I also am finding a lot of younger women in their 30s are really kind of the bigger niche in, you know, for my podcast in particular, because they're young women. A lot of them are young mothers that are starting a business as a means to be able to spend more time with their family, or maybe they're taking their existing career and experience and parlaying that into something new. So they know there's something more for them out there, something that will feed their soul.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot too across the board, all different age groups. People are reinventing themselves. And I think it's kind of an age where people are starting to understand that a lot of times you kind of go down a path dictated by society or your parents, and you find yourself, this is what happened to me too, you find yourself in a career, it's like, well, how did I even get here? Is this even what I want?
Right.
Then it becomes scary, like, well, what are my choices now? I'm 40 years old, whatever that is, and what are the choices? So it sounds like your podcast is really designed to help people have a support system and make some decisions through those transitions. Is that correct?
It is. And it's a lot of inspiration, too, to think. Like today I was talking with a woman who she is an advocate for kids, and particularly girls, to get into fields of STEM. She's a scientist, and she's writing children's books to encourage the young kids in, you know, grade schools to explore science as an opportunity, where they may not even know that that opportunity exists. So, you know, she is a scientist turned entrepreneur and turned author. So it's kind of those fun, interesting stories that really inspire me, and I want to tell those.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Well, tell me a little bit about the Capital City Women's Expo. What is that all about, and who does that
Well, the Capital City Women's Expo was a kind of, it was an extension of the work that I was doing. I was working with so many women who, you know, wanted to grow their business and were struggling with traditional marketing methods to be able to get out there and build an audience. And I'm teaching them marketing strategies. Mm-hmm. And I decided, you know what, there's got to be another way that I can help them. And so I decided to start this Women's Expo. It's a one-day event that took place in Columbia, South Carolina. And I haven't, it ran last year, and I've decided to hold off on recreating that event for multiple reasons. But so really what I was able to do is create a forum to bring all of these small businesses together and bring in their audience and help them to, you know, meet up with their audience and create, you know, a way for them to sell their products.
Nice. What would you say are some of the major obstacles or blockages you find women encounter when starting a business? So we work with something called the Terror Barrier, which is kind of a cute way to show what happens in the mind when you have worry and doubt in the conscious mind, which produces fear and anxiety. But what would you say are some of the major obstacles that women encounter?
Well, absolutely fear. You know, I think fear is at the root of any obstacle, because we create it ourselves. And a lot of those fears are real, you know, especially when you have a family or you have a secure, what appears to be anyway, a secure career, because we all seem to have this belief that having a job is secure, and being an entrepreneur is risky. But I don't necessarily agree with that.
I don't agree at all. It's easier to spend 40 years in the wrong direction.
Right. But I think that fear of the unknown and doubt is probably the biggest obstacle. And then just what we don't know. Mm. So, you know, I've been an independent business owner, entrepreneur for about 8 years. And prior to that, I worked with small businesses. And so I understand at every level what it takes to run a business, but I hadn't run one myself. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of stuff that I needed to learn. And we all need to learn, even if we're really good at doing the work, there's an education that has to happen in order to actually run a business, whether it's, you know, the finance side or marketing. We all have to figure that stuff out. And I think that can be daunting, yes. And it can hold a lot of people back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely, for sure. And we teach a lot of people about multiple revenue stream strategy, the wealth mindset. Right now we're mentoring with Bob Proctor and Damon John. And just talk to me a little bit about, you know, are you incubating any companies right now or early stage ventures? And do you have mentors in your life? And maybe, you know, how important are mentors?
Yeah, well, mentors are extremely important. And, you know, I am blessed to have had a career where I actually worked with, you know, really successful business owners across the country and even outside of the U.S. So I got to watch what worked for them, and being on the inside and being able to help educate them on things that they didn't know, anything from customer service to sales and finance and whatnot. But what I did see is that there are certain people that it kind of have it or don't. And it's that mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, the biggest obstacle really, as we were just talking about, is yourself, and you get in your own way. Yeah. So being able to watch and learn from people that had and have, you know, that, you know, the right mindset, it's like you said, it's a wealth mindset, that what can be, and, you know, glass half full mentality really has to be there if you're going to make it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And what you're talking about, we call the unconscious competent, you know, here and yeah. there, maybe one in 100,000 people, just for some reason, they're kind of born with that drive and that vision, you know, the Elon Musks and the Henry Fords out there. And, you know, for everybody else, I think it's a struggle, and you go through the school systems and it's really not fostering the right entrepreneurial mindset. And it sounds like you have a system and a podcast and kind of similar to us, where you can take anybody, even if they don't have that wealth mindset, and say, okay, well, it's learnable and you can learn it, just not taught in schools. So maybe right. share with us a little bit about the facilitator of life adventures and the power of visioneering, because we use that term a lot too.
Yeah. Well, that is really, I think my superpower is my vision, and I can help. And one of the things that I just love to do is when I'm coaching people, or just even in simple conversations, I can see possibilities that they don't. Mm-hmm. And when you have somebody else from the outside to be able to take a look at kind of your dreams and help you put that into a real vision for what could be, then it's easier to kind of put together the pieces of, okay, so now that we've painted this picture of how you see your life, I have one of the freebies on my website is an ideal day meditation. Mm-hmm. And it's a guided meditation that I take people through. And it's so powerful to do this activity, and it takes them from the moment they wake up in the morning through an entire day to envision what their ideal day is. Mm. And then once we figure out what their ideal day is, then it becomes a lot easier to put the pieces together, you know, kind of reverse engineer that. So what has to happen for you to have that? So that, you know, the visioning is really something that has kind of ridden along with me my whole life, and I've had that term really was given to me by clients who said, well, this is really what you did for me.
Hmm. Gotcha.
So, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, and I think that's one of the things that handicaps a lot of people, certainly did me for the first half of my life, was just not understanding the power of the imagination and visualizing what you want. And really understanding that energy is the tip of the sword to creation.
And yes.
One of the ways I explain this to people is I used to be an architect in my past life. And, you know, if somebody goes to build a house, well, they have to have the thought in their head that they want to build in the first place.
Right. And what you're going to build.
Yeah. So everything starts in thought energy. When I try to explain that to people, they kind of look at me like, well, I don't know. But like I said, when you go to build a house, you know, the client comes to you with an image, they might have pictures and drawings, but they're really transferring energy to the architect, to me, and then we build the plans, and next thing you know, the machines show up, start digging a hole, foundation and frame, and then there's a physical form. So what you're saying really resonates, because everything starts with visualizations. Now, do you have, number one, can you give out the website for that free guided meditation there?
Yeah, it's waybeyondordinary.com. And then you'll see a tab for resources and freebies.
Oh, excellent. All right, so we'll put a link to that in there as well. So appreciate that.
Yep. Thank you.
Do you have any, we teach our clients something we call a life script, which is where they really almost write a short story. They physically write it out and give gratitude, and then they go into health and relationships and then their businesses and just really script it out as if it already existed. Do you have anything similar to that, or have you ever heard of that type of doing that type of work?
Yeah, I've certainly heard of that type of work, and it's not something that I do on a regular basis. However, I do have a program. It's actually a 6-step model called the Beyond Model.
Okay.
And which starts out, you know, Beyond is the acronym for it. And the very first step, the B is be brave, which brings us back to that whole, you know, getting over your fears. But part of that model is getting really clear about what has brought you here, doing that assessment of, you know, what are all of the skills and the resources and the tools that I have, and what are my passions, and then how to marry those mm-hmm. to actually create something that feels right for you, not just a forced, you know, outcome, which, you know, I think that we get a lot from the school system. We're told when we're like 16 years old, you got to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life and pick your major. And it's crazy because who knows? I mean,
well, we still don't know, right? We're always
no. If you're lucky, you're evolving until the day you die.
Exactly.
So,
that's a brilliant point. I love that.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that we do in that program is help them figure out what are they passionate about, what are they good at, and how could they marry those things to actually make money mm-hmm. and, you know, do something unique.
Awesome. No, I love that. So, Sherry, so I have a daughter, 22-year-old daughter, Madison, and, you know, she's been training with us in this material since she was 18, but what advice, if any, would you give her as a young businesswoman, because she's a VP of marketing and sales for our company now. What advice would you give a young woman in that role, making her way into business, and she has multiple revenue streams?
Yeah, I think just be you. There is just so much, I don't even know the right word. There's so many people out there just spreading nonsense. I'm trying to say that in a nice way, but you just have to be you. You have to be real, honest, authentic, and don't fall into what you see everybody else doing, because it's almost never real. There are certainly success stories, and there are people out there at a very young age doing amazing things. But what you don't know is, you know, all of the others out there that are just really faking it. So I think just be yourself and do what feels right.
No, I think that's great advice. And I agree with you. I think what you're getting a lot of times in social media these days is what we call the highlight reel, which is just all the fun, the pretty, the awesome. And it doesn't resonate with people. It's like there's no such thing as perfect. And I think if anything, especially with young women, it might make them feel either inferior or like, what's wrong with me? So I would agree with you that we should just sort of be honest, put yourself out there, and successes and failures, right? I mean, there's no failure until we quit, and they're very necessary for feedback. So I think that's beautiful.
Right. And sometimes it's, you know, you win because you quit. You know, there's no harm in pivoting when you realize that something is not right. The worst thing you can do is keep on down a path that isn't right for you.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. No, I appreciate that. I'll pass that along to her for sure.
Wonderful. I wish her luck too.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to have her check out your site. And what are, what's the best way if people are resonating with us to get connected to you or to contact you?
Yeah, I think the best way is just on waybeyondordinary.com, and you'll also find the podcast there, which is waybeyondordinary.com /podcast or anywhere you like to consume podcasts. It's all over. And then also on social media, you'll find Way Beyond Ordinary on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the places.
All the usual suspects. Huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sherry, it's been absolutely amazing talking with you today. I want to really thank you for chiseling out some time with us. And I'm sure that your audience and my audience will get some amazing value from this. And I'll encourage my audience to check you out. And
yeah, I appreciate that. It's fun to meet people who are, you know, doing common work.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I definitely resonated when we came across you. So I appreciate your time. Anything you'd like to add for the general audience out there before we go?
You know, I don't know, just enjoy what you're doing. It's an amazing time right now, where you have opportunities to really do just about anything. And you know, it really is only limited by your beliefs. Mm-hmm. I hear people ask the questions all the time, you know, how do I manifest this? Well, believe that you can and take action.
Oh, that's really good advice. I hear the same thing too. It's like, I'm starting to believe in manifestation. Then I explain to them that it's actually a transmutation of energy. You can't turn it off and on. It just depends
right.
if you're manifesting in the wrong direction or not, right? It's energy flow. So that's a really
right. You have comment. Manifested everything in your life up to this point.
Yeah, that's a brilliant comment to wrap up with. So Sherry, thanks for your time again. I really appreciate it. It's been great talking. Maybe we can do this again in the future. And
yeah.
I want to wish you a great day and God bless.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Brian. Thank you.
All right, take care, Bea.
If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want?
We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.